Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. We're so happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We are here always. Welcome you to the Doctrine of Truth, to bring our desires always to bring the truth from a grassroots level. All listeners can call in and share their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. The subject is the Bible is true. The Bible is true. Father, we thank you right now, O God. You said where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you and ask you to stretch your hand of the limits now. Bind, seal, and hand on every part. Oh, God, we know you're able to do everything with fail. Lord, you one day you spoke and said, let there be light. And there was light. And God, we thank you that you not only light, but you the truth. And you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we glorify you today. Oh, God. And we bind Satan's hand in heaven and in earth. God, we bind all weapons of spiritual warfare against this program, against the listeners, against those that are going to listen. And Lord, we ask you, as we being an instrument in your hands, oh God, open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour out blessings, oh God, peace of mind, revelation to your word. And this we ask in Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're discussing, amen, as always, the Bible is true. And our desire is always that we come together. Amen. Proverbs says in 27 and 17, well, iron sharpens iron. Amen. Where a man would sharpen the countenance of his friend. Amen. Also, the Bible says that, amen, Proverbs 24 and 6, the multitude of counselors, their safety. And the multitude of counselors, their safety. Amen. Also, remember now, regardless of what's been happening in your life or things that's going on, and that's why we're here, to encourage one another. Amen. You can call in. Amen. Once we go into the studio at 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If those of you that are new, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. You'll be able to give your testimony, your vision, and your dreams. Amen. So we thank God. If you as well want to go to our website, www.jciministries.net. jciministries.net. www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you can, we're welcome to be a part of, amen, the website www.go to the youth. Amen. Go to the youth. And we'll be our sister, amen, associate website, Go to the Youth. We're happy to have you there. Amen. And leave an email. Leave an email. Amen. Give your comments of this the program. Remember, amen, God love you. He care for you. Amen. Nothing can stop him. Amen. Remember that all promotions, Amen. All promotions come from Psalms 75 and 6. All promotions come from 75 and 6. The psalmist say promotion coming from neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Amen. God provide, amen, for his people, so we don't have to continue to push and pull. Amen. God make room. His gift make room for each of us. Amen. Looking at the book of Romans here very shortly. Amen. Concerning salvation and the gospel message. Gospel message, those of you, amen, that are listening and have friends or family. Amen. You want to know how to witness to them? Call the Romans Road. The Romans Road. Amen. Romans 1 and 16. It says, Paul was speaking here. He says that, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. Amen. God, amen. You should not be ashamed, those of us that's in Christ, and those babes that's coming into Christ, those of you listening from other type of religions and want to know, amen, someone will talk to you and write you, encourage you, and write you concerning, amen, Jesus Christ, amen. Romans 3 and 10, Romans 3 and 10 say, for it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Amen. No, none of us was born, amen, saved. Nobody, amen, was born saved. Amen. We had one birth. Amen. That was Jesus. Amen. As his beginning of his ministry came to this world. Amen. In Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 5, here, amen, Romans 5 and 8, we call this the Roman road, it's Paul, amen, Romans 5 and 8 says, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, died for us, amen. Many out there now don't even know God. Amen. But Christ died for him. Christ died for him. Romans 5 and 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passes on to all men, for all that are have sinned. Amen. Death passes to all men. Amen. So death passes to all men, for that all have sinned. All. Amen. Romans 5 and 12. Amen. Romans 6 and 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God. God is a giver. The gift of God, amen, is eternal life through his son, Jesus Christ. Romans 10 says that, amen, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Amen. So Romans 10:17 says, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. That's the Luke. Amen. That's information concerning the Bible. Romans Road, the gospel according to the letter, the epistle of Romans, Paul, amen, is called Magna Carta. In a time, it covers all the documents and very extreme, amen, clear teaching concerning sin and how to get to God and how to get back to God. Amen. We're discussing, amen, the Bible is true. The Bible is true. Amen. One thing you can depend on, amen, Jesus Christ the same today and forevermore. Amen. He's the same. Amen. Hebrews, he is the same. Amen. He's not going to fail us. He's not going to turn against us. Amen. If God wasn't true, if he wasn't, amen, if he wasn't the author of truth and love, where would we be? Where would we be today? Amen. But the Lord, he is able, and he love us, and he care for us. And this is why very important, amen, that's what we study. Because the enemy come to attack that places where we don't know. Amen. The lack of information. Amen. That's what started in the Garden of Eden. Amen. It started in the garden, the lack of information. Amen. The fear that he brought. Amen. This is what we're looking at. And then in this study, amen, this discussion, amen, why, amen, what stops man, amen, and what what's the many times the bondage that man is going through, amen, the fear that man is going through. And these last days, amen, there's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of worrying and not sure. Amen. And those that love the Lord and care for the Lord, amen, they know that God's word says what he said it was going to be. Amen. We're looking in the book of Gospel according to Luke. And we're going to begin in the 21st chapter. It might be many more different scriptures that we're going to be alluding to and going to. Amen. Luke, the 21st chapter. And we're talking about the last days that prove out the word of God is true. It has to be a foundation, physical foundation today. Amen. That if God's word, part of it, amen, wasn't true, amen, the whole God will not, you might feel that God will not keep his promises. Amen. God's word is true. He uses men, amen, he uses men to write that the Holy Spirit moved upon them. Amen. We thank God, amen, that God was God. Paul writing to the young pastor, Timothy, amen, and teaching him, amen, that what God has not given him and what God has set up in the ministry, amen, and for men and women of God today, amen, those that are teaching and preaching, amen, carrying the gospel, amen, those that have been proven out, like to carry the gospel. God has set in them the spirit of love and power. Paul was saying, amen, in 2 Timothy 2 Timothy 3 and 16, that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Amen. The man of God, amen, the woman of God, amen, all scriptures, Jesus came in the scriptures that was written of him. He came in the scripture, amen, that was written of him. Amen. Amen. In the book of St. Luke, the last chapter, amen. He came in the scriptures, amen, what was written, amen. In Luke 20, 24, and the 44th verse, and he says that, and he spake unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the psalmist concerning me. 45th verse, you say, then open ye their understanding that they may understand the scriptures. Amen. That's what we discuss in the scriptures. Amen. And you hear me many times if you come into the study in the studio, you hear me many times discuss what type of Bible do you have? Amen. What type of Bible do you have? What translation do you have? And why you're using that translation is one. Amen. You can have a translation whereby you can study, has been proven out many years. Amen. Down through the years. Amen. The King James Bible from Hebrews to Greek. Amen. Into English. Amen. Old Testament, New Testament. Amen. And then you can go from there. The American Standard, Amplified Bible. Amen. The Good News Bible. The New International Bible. Amen. And making sure that you prove out these Bibles, because it is, amen, is our living food for the spiritual man. It is our living food for the inner man, for the inner man. And what we have to deal with, remember, amen, we live, amen, like just like say that you have a house or your car you live in, you travel in, you sleep in, amen, you eat in. But the outside, amen, it might be a house made out of wood, concrete, amen, all different type of substance. But that outside house, amen, that outside car, amen, protects you. It just only protects you. But you move and you direct your car, amen. You protect your outside house the same way you live in this body. You live in a body. You accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. God gave you a new life. Amen. He brought life into you. He brought life into you. But we still live on this earth. We still live on this earth. Amen. And we have to get used to dealing with, amen, feelings and emotions. Amen. In these last days, Jesus addressed, amen, the emotions. He addressed, amen, how man health will go to. And this is what we're looking at, amen, one of the revelations concerning the last days, amen. St. Luke 21 and 25, amen, the last days, Jesus talking about his coming, some testifying or some teaching that Jesus already been the second time. No, he hasn't come physically the second time, amen. So we find here in the book of St. Luke, Gospel, amen, 25th verse, and there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and of the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear, and the expectations of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heavens will be shaken. Amen. Powers of heaven be shaken. Now fear is a part of, amen, what we're going through now. Amen. Jesus has said also earlier, amen, concerning the walls and rumors of walls, amen, earthquakes in diverse places, amen, in men's heart. Amen. This is the beginning of sorrow. Things that are happening now. Amen. People are not sure. The early part of the Gospel of St. Luke 21. Amen. Go back up and read. We'll read a little portion of that to bring it into perspective a little bit more deeper than what you see here now. Amen. Romans, Luke 21 and 10, he says, then he says to them, nations shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be great earthquake in various places, phantoms and pestilence. That's what we're dealing with now, pestilence. There shall be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Amen. We want to discuss, amen, here about the last days, the fear, amen. We deal with it all the time, amen. We might not consider it as a last days symptoms or a last days attack, but it is attack from the enemy, amen. His attack from the enemy, amen, because what he comes to do, take away, in the Garden of Eden, amen, the first appearance, amen, of the human race, when God said, and he told them, I heard Adam and Eve, and they said, I have heard the voice in the garden, and I was afraid, amen. Fear came in during the Garden of Eden, amen, when Adam and Eve, Genesis 3 and 10, amen, the relationship, amen, between God and man was broken. Amen. They because sinners, amen. The sinners have every right to be fearful. Those that don't have accept Christ as Lord and Savior, they have every right to be fearful because they disobeying God, amen. And the enemy, amen. He has a right, amen, now to attack anyone because God's shelter, amen, is not with them anymore, amen. But the fear. Fear is in the last days, amen, is now, is prevalent now, amen. Men's hearts are being shaken, amen. Heart attacks is one of the next highest plague on the earth, amen. The symptoms of being fearful, amen, is if you got phobia, amen. Some is nightmares, amen, sickness, fear of death. Worrying, excessive tendencies, stress, psychological complexities, and heart attacks. Amen. That's fear. Fear brings those things to people. Amen. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. And Timothy said, amen, that God has not given us that spirit. Amen. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Amen. Paul was dealing with Timothy and talking with him and sharing with him, amen. He said that, you know, Timothy, listen, God has not given us this type of spirit. Yes, to be concerned and be cautious, but let it take over your life, amen. It is a negative spirit, amen, but, amen, it will control your life. You control your life, and Job is one of the prime examples. God didn't use Job, amen. God did not say that if you be blessed, amen, so, and that I'm going to have you be set out there to fight with the devil, and I know you're going to win. God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. In this case, amen, what let the devil in? Fear let him in. Because here's what, in Job 3:25, amen, and this is what Job has stated. Amen. In the case of Job, God allowed, amen, the enemy to attack Job. Amen. But Job, the problem that one of the Job things that had Job, amen, that he had deep in his conscience was that for the things that I greatly fear is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come unto me. Job 3:25. Now listen, we all strive to do better in our life. We all strive. when we come into contact, and we know that God is now with us. In other words, Psalmist 1 said that, you know, blessed is the man, amen, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, amen. You come aware, and amen, now you're saved, and you know God is with you, he's blessing you, so you try to stir away, amen, from ungodly people. In other words, those are not living. They're not living with God's words. Amen. We know that success, the enemy brings success as a trap, as a tool. Amen. Like a spider. A spider, amen, he throws his web out there, and he'll catch a fly, and the poor fly say, well, I enjoy this thing. I know I'm not worried about it. Amen. And those that know about spiders and the web and try to warn him, listen, come out of that trap. Amen. Come out of that trap. The devil has set a trap for you. So the devil, amen, he even told Jesus, amen, on the Mount of Olives, if he fall down, amen, if he fall down, amen, and bow to him, he'll give him all these things. So God's people, when we come into knowledge that God will help us and bless us, Psalmist 1, he said that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaves shall not wither. And whatsoever he does, whatsoever, amen, lemonade, popcorn, whatever you do, amen, you're going to prosper, whatever. Amen. But we all, whatever drove you to that when you come to Christ, whatever drove people, and it's a case where I, way back in the early 80s, the late 70s, amen, I was being laid off. The gas shortage hit back and forth. Amen. And I decided to get two jobs, three if I could. Amen. Because of the fact I didn't want to get caught in that not having and depending on others, and it kind of drove me a little bit. Amen. Coming up, it kind of drove me a little bit. I had my own business before I got saved. Just reaching up for money, reaching for businesses. Amen. At a young age, amen, because of the family problems and being poor, amen, it was kind of driving me to do better, be for myself. But I was running into these traps, these nets that the enemy was setting. Amen. And I found out when I'd come to Christ, amen, he had traps set. If it wasn't for God, I would have been still in the enemy's web. Amen. So the enemy, he's out there and he's pushing people because of their fears. Some worried about their health, some worried about their job. Amen. But what that does, it opened doors for the enemy. Amen. It opened doors for the devil to come in. And there's no faith and fear. It's no faith and fear. So Job say, amen. God bless Job. God blessed him. Amen. Everything Job did, amen, God blessed him. Amen. Selling collard greens, God blessed him. Coconuts, God, amen. Amen. Stocks, God blessed him. Houses, God blessed him. Amen. He was so successful. And the enemy started complaining to God. He can't get to Job. But the thing that opened up the door for the enemy can come in, amen, along with the heads that God, amen, allowed. But fear, and these last days, amen, the fear, amen, open doors, amen. Job, the fear, things that came upon Job, Job said, that was my fear all my life, amen. The thing that I fear, amen, came upon me. Amen. So we, as people of God, amen, we have victory over fear. Amen. You have fear. Amen. You're worried about this. You're worried about that. Amen. And men's hearts are being faint about what's happening. Things that are happening now. Amen. And they're fearful. It's fearful. Amen. But fear is not of God. Fear of God, not of God. Yes, there are things that fear is normal. Amen. It's normal. But it should not control you. It should not control you. There's an honest concern about it. amen, what you call normal fear, you know, fire is hot. You want to stick your hand in there, amen, because you know it's hot, amen. No, I won't do that. You respect that, amen. But God help us. God help us, amen. Since we know it's a spirit, amen, and we know, amen, things that we should think about, because the enemy, he want to, amen, he wants you to be involved, amen, in that kind of tool, in that kind of situation, amen. All type of phobias, people fear of high places, lightning, amen, to be enclosed in a place, amen. They fear water, of darkness, amen, fear of fire, the fear of death, amen. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Amen. And it deals, and the enemy used that. He used that against God's people. Amen. So if you come to God, amen, if you ask him, amen, and talk to him, amen, like St. Luke 11, and 11th chapter of St. Luke 11 to 13 verse, he said, if a son asks for bread to any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, and he will give him a fish, or will he give him a serpent? Amen. Amen. God, you come to God and ask God, amen, the same way your children come and ask you for something, and you love them, you care for them, amen, you give them a good gift, amen. You will not do harm to them. So the same thing God was saying, amen, Paul was saying, rather, amen, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. I mean authority, give you the ability, amen, and love, and a sound mind, amen. We know today, all of us know today, and those in responsibility, amen, you make decisions daily. You make decisions daily. And a lot of time, but decisions are being made because of lack of knowledge. You need more information. You need more information. This is where the enemy attacks. Amen. He attacks. Amen. That's where Saint John, Saint Matthew 7 and 7. Amen. This scripture, amen, I was given many years ago when I was beginning out, and the minister, Lord, gave me Matthew 7 and 7. He said, seek and you will find. Amen. Knock. Ask. Amen. Seek, knock, and ask. Amen. That's faith. You put in your faith. Amen. You trust God. Amen. And you put your action. You put action with that. Whatever phobia, whatever fears that you might have, amen, and the enemy bring up jealousy, strife, confusion, amen, he's using that because of the fact, lack of information on your part, amen. So we need to understand, amen, all of us need to understand. If you're in an area, if you're not familiar with the area, amen, and you feel comfortable, amen, but in order to go forward in God, you got to trust him. You got to trust him. You always have to trust. You have to trust God. The Bible is true. The Bible is true. Amen. So the perplexities and the weather, amen, we have, and the men and women, and they're calling it right now concerning the different climate changing, amen. And one of the known proof of the Bible, amen, concerning the boat that's in the clouds, the boat that's in the clouds, amen. God said he will not bring water next time. He will not bring, amen, water. We have the rainbow, and you know we always run and say, "Oh, we get to the end of the rainbow, it's a pot of gold." But it was a sign that the Bible is true. It stated that in the book of Genesis, amen. A rainbow, earthquakes Jesus talked about. It's in the Bible. Amen. Wars and rumors of wars. Yes, those are in the Bible. But also, what conflicted men and women today. Amen. How will they live? What kind of support? What type of information they have? What investment they do now? People are losing their investment. They're losing their jobs. Amen. God will provide. How he provides? Through information. Amen. Thank God for prayer. Prayer, talking with God, like your cell phone. You pick up your cell phone. Amen. You talk with God. You talk with God. Spiritually, you pray. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. The more you give yourself to Christ, John the Baptist said, I must decrease in order for him to increase. The more you give yourself to Christ, amen, the more, amen, you begin to think on things, amen, begin to think on positive things. Like Philippians said, think on good things. Philippians 4:8, lovely things, good report, amen. If you be in virtue, be in praise, amen. Think positive. Amen. That doesn't mean that you're not concerned. Now, that doesn't mean that things not God want to clear your mind, get your mind clear that he can come in and direct you. Because the enemy want to take away your faith. He want to take away, amen, your skills. He want to put you in a neutral position. Put you in a neutral position. All right? The Bible is true. The Bible is true. Amen. We're going to our studio now. Those of you who have been in the studio for the first time, amen, how we work, amen, we thank God for you, amen, all of you, amen, your respected places, but we're here, amen, here discussing, amen, that we can help one another, amen, on the Proverbs 27 and 17, iron sharpening iron, amen. We don't know it all, but we're trying to help one another, amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you want to discuss or have a vision or a dream or comment on the subject, amen. If you want to ask something, amen. We also, if we can't give it to you now, we'll try to get back with you. And we're quite sure with the audience we have, somebody would like to try to help you on that question. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone now. We're going to the studio. Open up the lines. Amen. For all of you, we will not call your name. We just give your area code and your last 4 digits of your telephone. Amen. Talking about the Word of God is true. The Word of God is true. The Bible is true. The Bible is true. And there are many false groups out there, religious groups. Amen. They always attack the Bible. They attack the Bible. They attack the church. Amen. Then when they get through, they start attacking the leader. Prove out. Amen. It's not authentic. There's not no credibility. Amen. That anybody can do it. Amen. And they want you to come to them. Come and be a part of their religious God. Amen. They are man-made God. Amen. They man-made statues. Amen. They either going to worship the things in the heavens. Amen. On the earth or in the earth. Amen. They made up. It's been here. It's long time been there. Jesus came among all those different gods. Amen. It started out even in the Garden of Eden. It started out even then. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're happy to have you and you. Amen. Whatever you desire to say concerning the Bible is true. Maybe it's something you have heard and you want to share. Amen. With the audience. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. Remember fear. Fear didn't come. Amen. Fear is not from God. Fear is not from God. All right, we're at area code 954, last 4 digits, 4427. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Good evening, Bishop. Bless you all. Hope you all are doing well there. It's great to be on the call. And it's great that we have a way of communicating when everybody's got to be confined. So I speak blessings out to everyone in Jesus' name. You know, everything has an origin. And over in John 15 and 1, Jesus talks about our origin through himself. He said that I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. And what he's representing there, God is the origin and he is the vine of that origin. And he, that vine now, if we stay connected to that vine, then the truth be in us because we will be getting it directly from the Father. Because he is the Father, he's being the God and you being the vine. Now, God gives us peace. But if we want to hold on to it, we don't want to lose the peace that God gives us. And in order to not do that, Paul said we have to dwell on whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just and pure and lovely and commendable. If there's any more excellent, if there's anything worthy or praiseworthy, we ought to focus on these things. Now, one of the reasons we don't keep our peace is because we tend to dwell on the things that are set in opposition to peace what we are asking for. See, we have to stay focused. That's why God tells us to think on these things always. Now, that word always, he didn't say sometime, or when you're in a bad situation, or when you feel sad, don't think on it. No, he said, always think on these things. You got to always think on what's righteous. Because, see, that's being connected to the vine of Jesus, which he is connected to our Father. We must ask ourselves, are we able to praise God for the things that we are dwelling on? Now, if we can't, then we're going to lose the peace that we have. And in times like right now, you know, in the Old Testament, God let the people know that you need to put a physical sign upon your doorpost so that when evil came, you could be protected. But once Jesus came, in this day and time now that Jesus then came and took on our sins and made the ultimate sacrifice, the blood that we smear now on our doorposts it has to be smeared on our heart. You can't, in this day and age, because you have a perfect attendance since they put the foundation in the church, think that that's going to keep you. Because, see, God is not going to look at your attendance or how well you shout and praise when you're in the midst of the congregation, but he's going to look at your heart. And if the blood is not on your heart, totally submitted to him, well, then there you go. So you got to have the blood on the doorpost of your heart now, in this day and age, especially now that we are seeing the book of Revelation come forth with these plagues. See, these plagues, you can't see it, smell it, or taste it. All you know for a minute there, you got it. And the only thing that's going to protect you from an enemy like that is the word of God, and that word has to be in your heart. How much time are you spending with the word of God? You know, when God asks us to give 10% of all we have, God blesses us 24 hours a day. So if you really look at it, technically, we owe God 10% of the blessings he gives us out of 24 hours. And if you do that math, you'll find that we need to spend 2 hours and 40 minutes in God's word every day. A lot of times, people will spend hundreds of dollars to sit in a stadium and watch a ball game for 3 or 4 hours, but at the end of the day, they never give God 5 minutes when his grace has covered them the entire 24 hours. So we have to stay connected to the true vine. And this day and time, truth is what's going to prevail over everything else because we're dealing with an unseen enemy. And everybody is scared and frightful and being terrified. But if you got God in your heart, a pure heart, then you're at peace. That's all I want to say. That's the only way you're going to be with peace in these times.
Amen. Amen. Very good. But the unseen enemy. Amen. And, you know, that struck me because of the fact, amen, sin is an unseen enemy. Amen. And once it gets into your system, amen, and not only it moves fast, it's all over the world. And it was talking about this plague, it moves so fast, it's all over the world. Amen. And we are, amen, thank God, faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Amen. Faith is the one only can fight these unseen enemies. Amen. It can faith, amen, in God. Amen. So we're dealing with spiritual things that we can't see in these last days. But the Holy Ghost has given us the remedy. Thank God. And God has given us that we know where it's coming from. We know where it's coming from. Amen. That was one of the scriptures that was quoted. Amen. God gave me that. And early in my ministry, Matthew 7:7, St. John 15, amen, 1-7. Amen. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, amen, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That he is the true vine. Amen. As long as we stay hooked on to him. Amen. As long as we stay hooked up to him, it'll be all right. Amen. All right, we are in the studio now. We are opening up for more comments. Amen. And we want to, you want to express yourself, amen, to encourage one another. That's what we're about here on Doctrine of Truth. Amen. We come together to encourage one another, to strengthen one another. Amen. Not to be fearful. Amen. In these different sorrows that's coming up. Amen. The world itself is going to be shaken with earthquakes. Amen. Pestilence. Amen. Diseases and all these different things. Warfare. All type of warfare. Amen. Starvation. They're using starvation. Amen. All type of monies. It's here. It's here. Amen. It was a good point about these plagues. The Bible speaks of it. Everything is coming. The Bible is speaking of it now. They always have been speaking. The Bible always been speaking. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. If anybody more would like to do a comment, amen, or prayer out to young babes in Christ, amen, tell them, amen, they can come back to this program. They can come back to this program. They can go to www.jciministries.net, or they can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. They can click on Doctrine of Truth, or they can go straight to blogtalkradio.com. Amen. And go into, amen, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. They have many more subjects. Man, we're here to help, to encourage, amen, to give you insight. Amen. It's good to hear from two or three witnesses. Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, Jesus said, let my word be established. Amen. It's good to hear, amen, that you need somebody sometime. Amen. Knowing what God says, when we listen, we read the Logos word, but every now and then we need to look at and listen to the Rhema word. Amen. That's what we're working with. Amen. All right. You can press one on your phone. Amen. We're using technology and God to say in the last days, amen, we can seek and search. Amen. Christians are great researchers. Amen. We should be great researchers and search out. Amen. Use what our skills through the Holy Spirit have you, maybe have you to call someone, search something. Amen. Or go around and ask someone. That's our God show you the inside system that he gives through his word. Amen. All right, look like we're back. Are we back at 954-4427, I believe so. Amen. The studio. All right. Go right ahead.
Yes, amen, Bishop. You know, one of the things that, especially in these times now, that we are seeing so many things that Jesus said, now, when you see these things happening, I'm soon to return. And see, many of us can testify to the fact that, yeah, the things that we have read that Jesus said that would be going on when his return are happening all the time around us. You know, we have unseasonable weather. We've been having that for years now. And there are tornadoes and all these things that he talked about, we see them happening. Now, Jesus said that the book of Revelation is true. Now, whether a person want to believe that or not doesn't matter. It is the truth, and it was a warning that the book of Revelation gave to mankind so that when they saw these things, they would know that the words that were spoken in Revelation were true. Jesus himself said in Revelation 22:7 that he reminded the people to take this book of Revelation seriously. It's not something to look at and assume that someone is just coming up with a bunch of theories and ideas and all these things couldn't be going on. But we see these things going on now. Everything that he said would be signs of his return, we have seen them in our lifetime. And at some point or another, you have to say, if something was written before I was born and before my parents were born, there has to be some truth to it. And if you don't begin to lean towards that this book of Revelation is true, well, then it's going to be a sad thing that you have to find out when it's all over. You know, that's not the time to find out, because a lot of people think it'll be like Lazarus, you know, saying, let me go back and warn them. Jesus said, told them, we got the prophets and the preachers up there now. They don't believe them. So you're going back and not going to make a difference. So this comes a time when mankind has got to sit down and realize he don't know it all. He didn't make himself. But he best turn to the word of God and begin to trust the word of God, because you only get one chance at this thing while you're alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 And it started in the garden. It started in the garden. Amen. Where the enemy says, okay, God is trying to hide something from you, Eve, and this is not true. You have the ability and opinion to make your own decision. You'll be like God. You'll be like God. And he's been pushing that theology for the longest. Amen. And that theory. And when people find themselves, they don't have the answer. And the door be open. The door be open. They have left God. They have left God. But thank God for repentance. Thank God for repentance. Amen. It's one of the best, not best all doctrine, but this is that doctrine of repentance. Amen. Proverbs says a man can fall down. Proverbs 24:16 says, for a just man can fall 7 times. And rises up again. Amen. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. The enemy have all kind of traps and webs out there. Amen. You got all kind of webs and traps out there. Amen. All right. All right. We're moving right along. And we thank God if anyone else. Amen. Those that are coming in the first time. Amen. You want to listen. We thank God for you. As well, you can always go back, amen, to our website, amen, www.jciministries.net, and you can scroll down, amen, the bottom of the page, amen, if you want to participate, amen, and support or send me an email, or you want to go to Doctrine of Truth, amen, go to blogtalkradio.com. Amen. /host Doctrine of Truth. Amen. And you'll see Bishop Poole and many more subjects that you can click on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Amen. Through your computer. Amen. And listen to a lot of other encouraging scriptures and subjects. And that's what will keep you, the Word of God. The Word of God, reading and praying. Amen. And keeping your mind and keeping that's a relationship wherever that whatever happened, keep that relationship with God, because he is true. He is true. All right, I believe we can take 2 more comments. Amen. Then we'll get ready to go into prayer as always. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone, those of you that's coming in. Amen. If you want to give a comment, amen, about the subject, the Bible is true. The Bible is true. You want to give a comment, a word, amen, concerning what's happening today, amen, in your life or what had happened. But God will deliver you. He's a deliverer. He's a deliverer. Amen. He had to. Amen. Because of the church. Amen. The church is going on, regardless of what's happening, but the church is alive and well, as always. Amen. The church is alive and well, as always. The answer, Jesus is the answer. Amen. Through his Son, God's Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the Messiah. He is our Savior. Amen. He came that we may have life. We might have it more abundantly. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. And but one message through the whole Bible, how God delivered his people. Amen. And we have a place to go. We got mansions that you're going to, golden streets. Amen. He gave us a better promise, and he doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. All right, we're going to go into prayer. Amen. And give those that would like to give us a prayer. I think we can work in two or three prayers. Amen. For all of us, press 1 on your phone. We'll put you in. Amen. As we're closing out, amen, give us a prayer. God bless you. Go right ahead, man of God, 954-4427.
Father God, these are the times that try men's souls. We pray to you, Father God, that we trust in you, knowing that we abide in you and you abide in us. We are at peace, Father God, and we are not troubled by what man can do to us. We have the peace of God in us, Lord God. We trust in you, and we know, Lord God, you are with us at all times. We, Father God, keep our faith strong, trusting in you, Lord God, always, that you will deliver us from evil, and with the peace of God will be in our hearts always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, we can take another quick prayer. Just push 1 on your phone. Amen. Those of you who are listening, amen. If you'd like to give a quick prayer, you can push 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about fear as well as the Bible is true. Amen. We're going to close out going to Matthew's 18th verse. We're dealing with the spirit of fear. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. What is loosened in heaven is loosened in the earth. Lord, we bind this spirit of the strong man. Oh, God, we bind power on earth. Oh, God, on all the listeners, all the families and friends. Oh, God, we bind that spirit, amen, in earth, oh, God, and we loose life, power, and a sound mind, amen, upon all the listeners and all the families and friends. Lord, put a blanket over their life, amen. In the name of Jesus the Christ, those that are listening, amen, we loose and loose that, amen, that's a spirit of fear, amen, and loose here. Amen. And on earth, among all those that have come into the broadcast, amen. And we'll open up life, open up encouragement, and loose the bondage. Amen. That God, you will give them revelations and comfort through your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, he's a comforter. Amen. Rest our mind. Amen. Keep our mind on him. You keep us in perfect peace. Think on positive things. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you all. Do we just keep our mind thinking, amen. When fear come in, they say, I don't have time for you, amen. My mind is in Jesus Christ, amen. I'm thinking on God, what God going to promise me, what God's going to do for me. And he's going to do it, amen. He's not a liar, amen. He's not, fear not. He always say, the Holy Spirit come in and say, fear not, amen. We love you. God bless you. You have the victory. Amen. You have the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Until next time. God bless you.